MusicPreneur.com.
Hi, my name is James Newcomb, and I'm the host and the founder of MusicPreneur.com. Well, I should say I am the founder of MusicPreneur.com, and I'm the host of this podcast, the MusicPreneur podcast, Making Money Making Music. Before I get into this very embarrassing story, something that happened to me in my professional career as a musician, I want to tell you that MusicPreneur.com has a mobile app, and it's pretty amazing what's already on the app, and it's just incredible what's going to be on the app in the next few months. So all you have to do is just go to musicpreneur.com/app. I already have several courses. They're all free. I put all the podcasts that I record and put on places like Spotify and Apple. They're all found on the app. There's going to be like discussion boards and just things that are designed to help you, the musicpreneur, make it happen and find success and live the life that you want to live or that you were meant to live. So I am stalling for time because I don't want people to hear this story because it was really embarrassing, but it had a good ending. So again, it's musicpreneur.com/app. There's a couple of directions that you need to follow just to get access to it. Just follow the directions. It's very easy and you're off to the races. musicpreneur.com/app. One of the most famous pieces of music in the classical trumpet repertoire is a piece by Georg Friedrich Handel called The Trumpet Shall Sound, and it's from his famous oratorio Messiah. And the Messiah uses all scripture as its text, and the text for The Trumpet Shall Sound is from 2 Corinthians, where Paul is saying that the trumpet shall sound and all of the dead shall be raised incorruptible. This whole piece of music is based off of that text from the New Testament. And I had performed it a couple of times, just that one piece by itself in concerts that I did, but I'd never had the opportunity to play the trumpet part for the entire Messiah. Well, in December of 2014, I was given the opportunity to perform the trumpet part for the entirety of Handel's Messiah. Well, the vast majority of it, I should say. I was contacted by the music director of a volunteer choir in Seoul, Korea, while I was stationed there in the army. And he asked if I would be interested in playing the trumpet part. And I said, of course I would. I wasn't getting paid for it, but I had always wanted to do the Messiah. So here was my opportunity to shine, to play it, to play the whole piece in its entirety. So I'm getting ready for it, and it's as trumpet players are apt to say, it is a blow to play The Trumpet Shall Sound, and then you have the Hallelujah chorus, and then there's a couple of other pieces. It's not like you're playing every single piece, but you're playing a lot. And you have to have your chops in shape. You have to have your stamina at a certain level if you're going to make it. And so I prepared. I was practicing a lot, and I was planning to play at that level. And I was pacing myself, and I scheduled when I'm going to practice. I'm going to take this day off. I'm going to take that day off. I'm going to play so much this day so that, you know, I can take this day off, and then I'll be ready for the performance. You know, I really put a lot of thought into it as to how I was going to prepare and ultimately play the Messiah. So the week before, we had a dress rehearsal, and the dress rehearsal went great. I played the two pieces before The Trumpet Shall Sound just fine. And then I played The Trumpet Shall Sound in its entirety, and I did fine. I did really well. I was feeling good about the performance the following week. Now, the thing is, I was playing a trumpet that was unfamiliar to me. I had planned on my piccolo trumpet being finished and being delivered to me, but the person that was making it, he was building it for me, he didn't have it ready in time. So I borrowed another trumpet from somebody. And if you're listening to this and you don't know the first thing about trumpet, suffice it to say that there, you know, it was just a different trumpet from what I was accustomed to or from what I was expecting. But even with that, I had plenty of time to prepare, had plenty of time to adjust, and so I was ready. So I thought. So the day of the performance comes, and I've been practicing, and I've been pacing myself. I've been, you know, just going through the nerves and all of this. I'm prepared for this performance. And the performance comes. We do a short rehearsal before the performance, and I'm not playing. I play just a couple of notes so that I can, you know, be in shape and so that I can feel ready. It's kind of like a tennis player is going to do a few warm-up shots before playing the match. That's basically what I was doing in essence. The performance begins, and it goes okay. And this is a big deal, this concert. There's like 3,000 people in this huge church in Seoul, and they're all expats. Well, most of the audience is expats. The ambassador to South Korea from the United States is in attendance, and so this is not a low profile gig. This is a kind of a high profile thing, even though I'm not getting paid for it. And even in spite of that, you know, I'm prepared. And I'm not nervous. I'm not sweating. In the first two pieces where I play, they went fine. And then it came time to do the trumpet shell sound. And for reasons to this day, I don't understand what happened. But I experienced what can only be described as muscle failure in my lips. Right when the piece started, I knew that I was in trouble. And I don't know what happened, but I don't know how else to say it, but the trumpet didn't sound. And I was struggling with legit muscle failure in my lips. And any trumpet player who's been in a situation where they're feeling a little tired, you know, you take a break here and there, you take an extra breath where you might play some notes and you figure out which notes are not as important as the others, and you take a little break, and you get through it. But this wasn't the case. I just lost all ability to form an embouchure with my lips. And I tried. I took a break. I took, you know, a few bars off and tried to play again, and all it was just this squawk, squawk, squawk. I could not play the instrument. I felt like I hadn't played for more than 5 minutes in my entire life. And all of this is in front of 3,000 people, all of whom have paid a pretty good amount of money. There are professional singers singing the solo parts for the Messiah. And I'm just there, and I can't make a sound on my trumpet. To say that it was horrible would be an understatement. The performance finished, and in spite of the trumpet player not being able to play, the performance was a rousing success. Everybody was thrilled with how the choir sounded. The music director was thrilled with how the choir sounded. No one said anything to me about my performance. No one had to say anything to me about my performance. It was obvious that I was not on top of my game. And for anyone to give me a pat on the back or to offer any type of shallow encouragement would have been an insult to my intelligence, and people knew that. And that's why they didn't say anything to me, to their credit. So this is a Saturday evening when this happens, and I just wanted to find that trap door on the stage and just disappear. But this stage didn't have one of those. And I just had to pack up my instrument and just face the crowd and just leave. And this is Saturday evening, and I had another concert for the Army the following day. And I'm stressing out, man. I'm like, dude, I wonder if I've played my last note on the trumpet. Well, I wake up the next day and I show up to my unit at the base, and we take the bus to the concert hall where we're doing our holiday concert, and I warm up just as usual, and I'm playing the first trumpet parts in the concert. For most of the concert, I was playing the first trumpet parts, and I did pretty good. I did fine. I made it through the concert, and in fact, I actually felt pretty good with my performance. So, in hindsight, that one performance was an anomaly. It was an exceptional circumstance. And to this day, I have not experienced a performance like that. I've never had that sensation since that time. This is 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago. And I've never experienced that ever again. And so I really don't know what to say. I mean, I performed, and maybe it was the rehearsal before the performance that did me in. I really don't know. All that to say, this is December of 2014, and at this time, I was toying with the idea of starting a podcast. I wasn't in the podcasting game at all. Just a couple of months before this, I had heard of this fellow by the name of John Lee Dumas, who was doing some really, really amazing things as an entrepreneur with his podcast, and it was something that I was strongly considering doing because I have a good voice, and I had used my voice with making audiobooks, and it seemed like it made sense for me to pursue it. And this event, in hindsight, looking back at the events from 5 years ago, it sort of set in motion my decision to go full speed ahead with the podcasting industry, and to learn it and to know it like the back of my hand. And while I was still in the Army, I was getting into the game of podcasting. And now look at me. This is the beginning of 2020, and guess how I make my living? I don't make my living playing my instrument. I make my living in the podcasting industry. I have clients where I produce their podcasts, and if you have a podcast and you need a producer, well, I know a guy. Send me a line and we can talk. But all that to say, as unpleasant as that experience was, and it was unpleasant, I thought that I was suffering from focal dystonia. I consulted with psychological experts just to see what was going on. And although I haven't experienced that yet, since that time, thank goodness, it set in motion a chain of circumstances that led to me doing something completely different from what I envisioned myself doing for a living even 5 years ago. I had it in my mind that I was going to be a professional trumpet player. I was going to get out of the Army and perform in a symphony orchestra, or be a freelance player in a big city somewhere. And I certainly have the talent to do that, and I have the stick-to-itiveness, and I have, well, I don't have any people skills, so that would have held me back to make it with that. But I had enough talent to overcome my lack of personality. But now I make my living doing something that I really enjoy doing, and truth be told, I'm able to make far more of an impact with trumpet players than I ever would playing at this church gig or that big band gig here or there, or teaching lessons. There's nothing wrong with that, and I admire people who pursue that as their career and make it happen. I admire people like that. But it wasn't meant to be for me. Now I make podcasts and I interview some of the best trumpet players in the world, and I get to share what I learned from these people with other players. So in my mind, I'm making more of an impact with my second career, which has nothing to do, well, I can't say that it doesn't have anything to do with playing music, but I don't play music for a living, is what I'm getting at. So the trumpet didn't sound that one night on December, I think it was the 14th of December, maybe it was earlier than that, the 7th or 8th of December, 2014, the trumpet didn't sound, but it sent into motion a chain of events that led me to living a pretty cool life, I have to say. Here I am in Vietnam, and I make my living online. I have clients in the United States, and I service them via the internet. And how cool is that? So I guess if I were to share anything, if there was anything that I'd want people to take away, is if you ever find yourself in a position where you have muscle failure when you're playing the trumpet shall sound, just get through it and don't freak out, because it may lead to something really amazing that you never could have envisioned happening. Again, thanks for listening, and check out what is up at musicpreneur.com. And I highly, highly recommend that you get online and get onto the app, get it on your phone. That's where the vast majority of activity that's associated with musicpreneur.com is going to be happening in the future. So definitely, if you're into Musicpreneur, if you want to know more about it, then download the app, get familiar with it, follow the instructions. It's pretty easy. Musicpreneur.com/app. Thanks for listening.